Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to welcome all of you here, and it falls to me a great pleasure to welcome officially, as the president of the standing committee, to welcome to his new diocese our new bishop. And as I was sort of assigned this task, I thought it'd be appropriate if we could come up with some appropriate words of great wisdom or something that would lift our hearts and souls a little bit. And I had to search a long time in great ecclesiastical authorities and scripture and a few poems that I had to discard. And a few wisdom sayings by some of my friends that I had to discard. But I did come up with a statement made by another bishop as he ascended to his throne, that words that will just live forever. And I loosely translate from the Latin Pope John's words as he ascended the papal throne. The Latin was something like Hippopotamus Rex Dominum. And I won't bore you with the rest of the Latin. I do want to translate it, though. What he said loosely was, I'm at the end of the line, and I'm at the top of the heap. And David and Mary obviously aren't at the end of the line, but they are at the top of the heap. And I'd like to just to tell you, David and Mary, what kind of heap that is. And it's a heap of some great expectations. It's a heap of affection and trust. And it's a heap of thanksgiving to God that you've come to minister and live among us. And I want to present you officially and welcome you officially to your diocese. And right, Reverend Sir, I present to you the people of your diocese.
Thank you very much, Bob. Not going to make any speech, that's for sure. And we've got lots of fun ahead of us this evening. Before we do begin, for those of you who were not at the luncheon today, I'd like you to meet just a few members of my family. Let me point them out to you. You've all seen by now my wife, Mary. Come up. We've sung to her. My mother is sitting over here in this chair, and she has come all the way from Buffalo, New York, to be with us, and we're hoping to have her. Came with my sister Elizabeth, who's somewhere around. Where are you, Liv? There she is, back there. I have three sons, and this noon I made a scurrilous remark. I said three sons and two wives that they sort of share, but that's not really so. I'll even give you their names, Joe and Gail. They're the one pair, the oldest, Phil and Valerie, the youngest, and Tom, the middle, is still looking. Or is he? Anyway, it's wonderful to be here, not only with all of these wonderful new friends and a number of old friends, too, that have come up for this occasion, but we're just not going to take the time by introducing all of you. But with all of the new friends here, we already feel so very, very much at home. I've often wondered what my qualifications could possibly be for this position, but I think a hint of it was given to me this evening. As we came up the aisle, a very kind and trusting lady thrust into my hand an Eskimo yo-yo. And I think this was to try to see whether I really knew how to do this, and whether I really had the qualifications for being Bishop of the Diocese of Alaska. And I'm so confident, I think I could almost challenge Bishop Gordon to a contest on this. We'll see. I probably will fail miserably, but we'll see.
Man, that blows my mind. I tried that. I lived on the Arctic coast for 5 years. I never could do that. For the rest, for many of you who weren't at the luncheon today, we do have a distinguished guest with us, and more than a guest, a colleague, and the chief pastor of the pastors, and an old friend of mine. I can claim that. He put me up in the dark of one night down at All Saints Girls School when he was rector down there. I was just passing through. But I want to introduce to you tonight our presiding bishop, the Most Reverend John Murray Allen. Yeah, you do that, don't you? This lovely lady next to him is Ann, and she's his traveling companion.
My first wife. I want to tell you, you know, every once in a while you arrive someplace and they welcome you and you make a nice speech and say you're glad to be here. I want to tell you, I'm still glad to be here. I just want to say two things. The first one is that that lady did not give that yo-yo to the new Bishop of Alaska to see if he could do it. She knew he could do it because when bishops get to be bishops, they spend the rest of their life either going up and down in one country or around and around in the other. It's the symbol of office. Sure, he can do it. The other thing I'd like to do is take off these flowers. They'll never believe me if I go back to New York and say, just inadvertently, how nice you were to me and that you gave me a lay. There's some real doubt in New York right now where I am. Now, the ladies of St. Matthew's gave me a lovely, lovely carved seal, and I'm taking that home. I'm going to give this to Ms. Cochran to prove that she was in Alaska.
Traveling along with the presiding bishop and his wife, or his two daughters, and I'd like to introduce them, and particularly Francis and Kelly. And where is Kelly? And right there. We have just a short program tonight with some entertainment and some refreshment. And right now, we'd like to take a short break and let you all partake of the refreshment stands around, and we'll come back in just a few minutes and sort of regroup ourselves for the entertainment. And please notice the display cases over here that Lynn Davenport's worked several weeks on about the church in Alaska. And personally, you'll please have your seats on the floor. We'll start the entertainment right away. Ladies and gentlemen, the refreshment stands, we'll just keep them open until we don't have anything else to serve. But the Arctic Coast dancers and singers will form up while we're ready to have you entertained. Congratulations. It'd help if those who are right on the edge of the lighted area would sit on the floor, and then those who would like to stand would stand behind them. I think everyone would have a good seat and could see everything going on without any trouble at all. Can I have your attention, please? Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Just before the Arctic Coast dancers and singers begin, I'd just like to say a word from the diocese to our visitors, to distinguished guests, to those candidates who are here with us tonight, those successful candidates, those unsuccessful candidates. We're tickled to death that you're here. We'd like to thank the Christian brothers that have joined us tonight, particularly the heads of Christian denominations that are with us. And we just extend you a very warm and heartfelt welcome, and we're glad that you're here with us. Donald Tide asked me to call all Point Hopers to the center of the floor. All Point Hopers. To announce that flight's going to be leaving in 10 minutes. So if you're on the charter from Anchorage, you should be getting together. It'll be leaving in 10 minutes.
Meet
up right out in the lobby. Where are
you?
10:30. 10:30 right out in the lobby. All those on the charter flight. Thank you.
Let the weight come up.
Let's go, Donald. Come. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Luke Koop from Point Hope. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Luke Koop from Point Hope, representing the Tigger Bells from Point Hope, also the Eskimo Dancers from Point Hope. First of all, we'd like to thank the Lord that we got here safely, and we're going to sing welcome song for everybody that we got here safely, and then after that we will do some Eskimo dancing, and later after that farewell song for the bishop that is resigning from Alaska. Thank you. Luke wants to borrow a guitar from somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Thank you.